Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think Terry Manners is obnoxious. The fellow was given, I think it was a sports report, and Terry says, did you just belch? He just belched. I don't listen to WHAS very often. I listen when Terry Manners is not on, but he is repulsive, and I'm not the only one who thinks that.
That really hurts. I got that a long time ago from my number one fan, and I don't know that I've ever gotten over it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a magical moment in WHAS's history, talking to one of our great talk show hosts from the past who was never insulted by a caller. His name is Joe Arnold. Hi, Joe. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't pop that line there. Hello, Joe.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I would have taken any caller. I would have taken that caller twice.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you ever run into people who would just start throwing things at you? Because you were on, you're right, the wild, wild west of the all-night show. Even though you've done many other things in broadcasting, you did that all-night show for, what, 5-7 years?
How was it? Maybe 3 or 4, I guess, okay. Come to think of it. It was like 97 through 2001.
Okay.
Until Art Bell came and the space aliens kidnapped me, and that was the end of that. But no, but midnight to 5 a.m., which was too long for anyone to be on the radio at any one point. And it was that was a haul, a long haul. I connected Joe Elliott to Wayne Perkey.
Good call. But there are odd people that call in the middle of the night. They're the sleepless.
Now, the drivers. I'm gonna get you right now. See, I have to defend my third shifters because my whole approach to this was just because you're awake in the middle of the night doesn't mean that you're certifiably insane or that you have some other problem. We had auto workers, we had truck drivers, we had nurses, we had nursing mothers.
Yep.
We had all kinds of people that I was kind of keeping company overnight. And I will say, I really miss those folks because they truly were sort of like my family there for a few years.
What we're doing is celebrating personalities from this radio station's history as we walk up to our 100th birthday. And Joe Arnold did a lot of things for us at WHS. You did the Saturday afternoon show, and then on TV you became the news anchor. Weren't you Good Morning Kentuckiana co-anchor?
Rachel and I did that. I'm the most fortunate person. I worked for the best radio station, the best TV station, the best co-anchor, as you know, with Rachel. And then I've actually had a fantastic opportunity to, when Mark Hebert left to go to U of L, to take over politics and do that beat, which is one of the best beats in America as far as local political coverage, and to be able to do that for a few years. I left in 2015, and I work for the best organization in the state, which is Kentucky Electric Cooperatives, and we publish the best magazine, which is Kentucky Living. So I kind of am just a fortunate son.
That's good. It's because of your, I think you do church duty also. I was sitting in Mass one Sunday, and all of a sudden I hear the guy singing, and I look up, and it's you. And I thought, well, I'm familiar with that voice.
I specialize in weddings and funerals. That's what I do now. Yeah, no, I can't. Yes, I feel guilty. I'm a parishioner at Holy Trinity. That's where I've seen you, and I used to cantor at the cathedral for many years when I lived closer to downtown. But the since COVID, I don't make it back as often. We've been doing a lot of the remote watching, from our home, and I can't wait to make it back and be in front of the folks again.
Exactly. It's been such an odd run we've had through this pandemic, nonetheless. You are of service to the community, Joe, and that's terrific. I'm glad things are going wonderfully for you with Kentucky Electric Cooperatives. You have two sons, as I recall?
Sam and Henry, that's right. Very good. Senior and sophomore over at Trinity. And, of course, it's always – and they've – boy, talk about a generation that's been through it. They've persevered through a lot. I have to say the folks who have – at schools and the students, and I just have so much respect. I can't imagine. I don't know how I would have done going through all that.
Indeed, and your lovely wife. You guys just have had
Whitney.
You've been wonderful folks and members of the family. How weird was it for you when you were doing the all-night show here to transition to Wayne Perkey? And I have to ask this out loud, how often was he late?
He left me many notes over the years saying, you saved the day. You know, Wayne was great. I wouldn't say it happened all the time, but it happened.
Yeah.
And that's understandable.
We teased him about it a lot.
Yeah. No, but it was a great transition, and it was, you know, here's the thing. I mean, and I was sincere about it. First of all, Joe Elliott is also a world-class talent that WHAS was so fortunate to have on the air. And then I truly am sort of like being able to kind of bask in the halos of both of those guys, two different legends for different reasons. But Wayne, of course, was just a throwback, you know, a different generation from radio, and came in with that well, you can probably do a better Wayne Perkey impersonation than I can, but it was fun.
Exactly. He was very happy. And then, of course, get to work near Milton Metz. And this is, again, another gem of our industry.
Milton, and of course, just kind, gracious, always willing. And also, he always had just a very, you could tell, of course, from his, you know, decades of radio professionalism, he would always have just an interesting quirk or an interesting comment to make. He said, Joe, I heard your show last Tuesday night, and I'm wondering, why did you happen to use the word copacetic or whatever it is? You know, and he would just bring something like that up. And but it's just a real eye for, or ear, I guess, for detail.
Milton would walk by my desk, and really the only thing he would ever ask is, can I have one of those fries? And he'd already have it in his hand. Right? He'd already had it in his hand, so what am I going to say? You know, that's how that works.
I think if I asked him the Walter Cronkite tennis story about 20 times, because I just loved hearing him talking about it.
Exactly right. All right, so you grew up around the St. Louis area, as I recall, and that's mm-hmm. why you're such a St. Louis Cardinals fanatic?
That's correct, and I am a fanatic. That is true. I grew up listening to KMOX radio, which is sort of the WHAS of that area, a legendary, you know, a clear channel 50,000 watt station. And so, and frankly, they kind of pioneered some of the talk radio mm-hmm. even before the era. It always kind of bugged me when I began doing my talk show, because everyone always thought that anyone who was doing a talk show on radio was trying to be Rush Limbaugh. And I tried to explain. I said, I listened to talk radio long before Rush Limbaugh was around. In fact, Rush Limbaugh and I were listening to the same station, the KMOX. He grew up in southeastern Missouri himself, and so KMOX was really kind of the one I listened to. However, I was certainly familiar with WHAS and KDKA mm-hmm. and WGN, you know, the great stations across the country. And I guess I'm also showing my age in the sense that I'm mentioning all AM stations, Terry. You know, I've always been sort of like the same age all of my life. So before I was old for my age, and now I hope a little younger.
And also I saw a photo of you with Larry King. Now, he was an all-night talk hero.
Yeah. Well, and I listened to him too, you know, Poughkeepsie, hello, you know, that whole thing. And he helped pioneer it as well and let people talk. And that's the different thing too. I really enjoyed, even though people who know me know I talk a lot and I can go on pretty ad nauseum, I really, really, more than anything over the years on radio, love to try to draw things out of people and just let them speak and have them. And when you have 5 hours overnight, you have an unusual opportunity to do that. And that's what Larry King always did a great job of. It just sort of, he might ask a question with two words that was, but still very insightful.
Yeah. Like, why now? And then the person
exactly.
just take off of that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I learned the same sort of thing as a paper boy. Is that you just let people talk. Sometimes when I was a kid and I'd, you know, go to do my collections or whatever, then the lady would talk to me for 20 minutes. Well, she was an old widow and hadn't talked to somebody for 3 days. And that's what all-night radio can be. Really, radio can be that way at any time of the night or day. But it's just a bit of catharsis for folks, and that's always good. And you were exemplary. I was going to throw in one of those Milton Metz words. In terms of letting people just breathe.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. But I know everyone probably is saying the same thing to you as you're celebrating the centennial of WHAS. But you, in particular, just embody so much of what WHAS is, like, in one person. Because it's and your, the transition that you made from, you know,
rock radio, play,
yeah, exactly, to what you are, and you were always obviously intelligent. I mean, you didn't just adopt that later on, but the fact that you've been able to play all those different roles, but that really is what WHAS radio has been, right? Is that it's been entertainment, it's been crazy. Even listening back to some of the old air checks from the 40s and things, even then some things were wacky, you know, listening to our cowboy songs or Randy Etcher or whatever, but at the same time, obviously, when the moment mattered, you know, historic broadcasts of World War II or calling all boats when the floods of 1937 and things like that, you know, it's coming to the fore, and of course you've been all part of it. I'm a great admirer of yours because you completely I am, because you truly think of, I mean, and I'll ask you a question. Let me interview you, because did you make a conscious effort to make this transition into this sort of like the voice of Louisville?
This is your interview, Joe. But no, I live my life every day. I'm the person I am today from, and it's a stair step process like everybody else from the day before.
Yeah, well,
that's the beauty of it.
I've always admired it, man, because you have completely you're obviously you're ubiquitous, but it's a true talent to be able to appeal to so many different demographics, and you've done it the whole time.
Well, Joe, I'm so glad you're a part of our broadcast family. This is fun. I'm glad that you grew up in that footprint of KMOX and knew that HAS was the station to be on, because you started out on 790, right? But you had to be looking out the window all the time thinking, I want to get on HAS.
And Clear Channel Radio bought the old 790, which is, you know, old Wacky. I got there when Wacky had been eviscerated, and it was just the shell of the station. And for a few years, WWKY became somewhat relevant before I was there, because that was where Rush Limbaugh was first on the air in Louisville. And then HAS took him off of
790. We stole him away.
We stole him away. And so I got there after that happened. And so basically it was sort of like cobwebs and old Christmas albums. And, so I got over there. As a result, but here's the thing. When you walk into a place that's been like just kind of cleaned out, there's opportunity.
Yeah.
So I had a chance to be operations manager there and to kind of launch my first, you know, regular talk show Monday through Friday and kind of cut my chops there. And then when Clear Channel bought 790, which is now KRD, and they do a great job.
Yep.
I was champing at the bit to be able to move over to legendary airwaves.
Phenomenal. And when people would stop me at Kroger, people who hated Rush Limbaugh, right when we switched over, we put him on, and they'd say, "Why did you put that show on?" And I'd always say, "Because he was killing us when he was our competitor." And that's called doing business. That's all that is.
Absolutely. How that works.
Joe Arnold, thanks for being part of the team, bro. Appreciate you.
God bless you, Terry.
Love you. Take care, bro.
You too.
There you go. Joe Arnold, another of our great WHAS talents, as we celebrate the WHAS 100th birthday coming next summer. Next Friday, Queen Maureen Kyle.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.